This is the Megillah Project 2024. We're on Lamed Amid Beis at the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is going to discuss what the Kriyas HaTorah for different Yom Tovim is. So Mishnah says, "B'Pesach Korin B'Parshas Modo Shel Toras Kohanim." So on Pesach we read from the different about the different Moados that is found in Sefer VaYikra, specifically in Parshas Emor. Atzeres Shiva Shavuos, right? On Shavuos, we read Shiva Shavuos. That part talks about Shavuos. Rosh Hashanah b'Chodesh Hashvi. That talks about Rosh Hashanah b'Echad L'Chodesh. B'Yom HaKippurim Acharei Mos. Then Yom Kippur, we read from Parshas Acharei Mos, which goes through the Avoda of Yom Kippur in the Beis Hamikdash. V'Shar Kol. B'Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag. The first day Sukkis Korim b'Parshas Moed Shabbataras Korim. We read from Parshas Emor. Again, and the rest of all the other days of Sukkot, we read about the carbon musaf that we're going to bring, meaning from Parshas Pinchas, the special carbon musaf. But on Chanukah Benesiyim, we read from the Parshas Anesiyim, which is the end of Parshas Naso, where every Nasi offered special carbonos for the Chanukah Samizbeach. Bepurim, what do we read? Vayavo Amalek. We read about at the end of Parshas Bishalach, Vayavo Amalek. Rosh Chodashim, what do we read on Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodeshim, which is in Parshas Pinchas as well. B'ma'amados, and when we have ma'amados, which as we pointed out before, is when the Kohanim of a particular Mishmar are doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, the Yisraelim from a particular group, they have special Torah readings and special tefillos to represent the Yisraelim in the Avodah as well. So what do they read? Ma'ase Bereishis. They read from the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis. So V'tainios, what do we read on a fast day? Lamed Aleph and Aleph now. Brachos v'klolos. We read various brachos and klolos in the Tochacha of Bechukosai. We don't take a break in the middle of curses. Ela achar echad. Sorry, kore es kulan. One guy gets the aliyah and reads all through the entire Tochacha. We don't make any hosafas inside the Tochacha. Sheni v'chamishi b'Shabbos b'mincha korin kisidron. On Sheni chamishi, mean Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos mincha, we read the Seder of the week. We read the regular weekly parsha. Vein olim lahem min acheshben. This doesn't count as part of the lane. I mean, we still have to read seven full aliyahs. Shenemar v'daber Moshe es mo'adei Hashem el b'nei Yisrael. Right, and this entire idea is that Hashem spoke to Moshe about the appointed times of Israel. Mitzvahs and shiur korin kol echad v'echad bismano. The idea is that each thing should be read at its proper time. Let us see the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan b'Pesach, Korim b'Parshas Moados, as we mentioned before, you read from Parshas Emor, U'maftirin b'Pesach Gilgal, and you talk about the Korban Pesach that they brought in the times of Yehoshua. V'ho'idna de'ika trei yomein, and you live in Chutz Laretz nowadays, you have 2 days of Pesach, Yom Makama b'Pesach Gilgal, U'lamacha b'Pesach Yoshiyahu. So the second day of Pesach, there's a special Haftorah that talks about the Korban Pesach that Yoshio brought when the Jews all did tshuva, and they brought a Korban Pesach for the first time in a long time. Ushar Yimos HaPesach, and the rest of the days of Pesach, Milakit, we can lakit v'kore. We collect different parts of Torah that are relevant, and we read them in Yonah Shal Pesach, anything that has to do with Pesach. So Mahi, what actually is that? Amar Rav Papa, Ma'apo Simen. So there's a Simen that we're going to use. It's going to be Ma'apo. And that stands for Mishchu Kulachem is the Mem. That's from Parshas Bo. And then Mkesef Talveh Sami, that's Parshas Mishpatim. Psol Lecha from Parshas Kisisa. And Vaydabar Hashem O Moshe, V'yasu B'nei Yisrael Sa Pesach, that's in Baha'alosecha. Well, V'yom Tov Achron Shal Pesach, on the last days of Pesach, which is the Shvi, Korin Vayi B'Shalach. Then we read from Parshas B'Shalach because it has Kriyas Yamsef in it. Umaftirin, and the Haftorah is Vaydaber David, right? It's the special Shira that David sang towards the end of his life. And that's in Shmuel Beis. Ulamachar, and then the next day, meaning in Yom Tov Sheni, the last day, Achron Shal Pesach, we read Kol HaBachor Umaftirin Od Hayom, right? So we read Kol HaBachor from the end of Parshas Re'eh, and we have a special Haftorah from Yeshayo. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, "V'ha'idna no galma lemikre mishoch Torah kadesh b'kasva psol b'midbara shalach buchra." So Abaye says this is a different siman. What on earth is this talking about? So he says, on the first day we read Mishchu Kulachem. That's in Parshas Bo. Then the second day we read from Parshas Emor. Then the third day we read Kaddish Likol Bechor in Parshas Bo. Fourth day in Kesef Talasami Parshas Mishpatim. And then the fifth day we read Psal Lechav Parshas Kisisa. The sixth day we read Vayasu Bnei Yisrael Sa Pesach in Baal Oscha. And then on the seventh day we read B'shalach like everybody agrees to. And then we read Kol Bechor on the last day. Bat Seres, what do we read on Shavuos? Shiva Shavuos, right? That's in Parshas Re'eh as well. We read the Moedim and get to Shiva Shavuos. Maftirim B'Chabakuk, and we read from Chabakuk that there is a that talks about something to do with Matan Torah as well. Acherim on B'Chodesh HaShlishi, right? And some say that we read the part from Parshas Yisro talking about the Aseres HaDibros. Maftirim B'Merkava. That's what we do, is that we read the Haftorah from the Maaseh Merkava, even though earlier we said we don't make Haftorah out of it, but now we do. In the Dika Trey Yome and in Chutzlar, it says 2 days of Din and Kitarvayo. So we follow both opinions, Vibcha, but we read the second one first and the first one second. But Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, Bachodesh Hashvi. So we start from Parshas Pinchas and we read that part of Maftirin Habenya, Akirli Ephraim. That's from part from Sefer Yirmiyo. And Vayesh Omrim Vahit Vashem Pokad Asarim Maftirin Bechana. And some say we read from Parshas Vayera about the birth of Yitzchak and the Haftorah from Sefer Shmuel Aleph, the Tefillah of Chana, and that's what we actually do. Vahidna Dika Tre Yome Yomakama Kiyesh Omrim Lamachar El Kim Nisa Savram. And then the second day we read about Akedas Yitzchak, Maftirin HaBen Yakir. And that's when we read the Haftorah that we would have read on the first day. Fine. Vayoma Kippurim. On Yom Kippur, Korin Achremos. Then we read the Avod of the Yom Kippur Parshas Achremos. Maftirin, Kiko Amar Rav Nisa, from Yishayo, which talks about Tshuva. And of a Mincha, Korin Ba'arayos. And then we read from the end of Parshas Achremos, which talks about the various Isurim of Arayos, Maftirin, B'yona. And we read Sefer Yona as the Haftarah. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makom Shatamotzi, Gvurasa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shamatamotzi Anvisanuso. So why is this coming up now? Because the Gemara mentioned the pasuk of Kiko Amar Ram Venisa, refers to Hashem as Ram Venisa. So Rabbi Yochanan wants to say another thing about the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So anytime HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about his strength, we also mention his humility. So we're going to see, what does it mean, humility by God? So let's see. Dover Zekasa Batar Vashanah Ben Neviim Meshulash Paksuvim. So this is written in Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim. So it says he is the king, the God of gods, the master of masters. But then, shortly thereafter, he takes justice for the orphans and the widows. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares, even though he's the highest of the high, he cares about the lowest of the low, and he sticks up for them. That is the humility of Hashem. Shanu b'Neviim, and we repeat it in the Neviim, Ko Amar Ram Venisa Shochin Ad V'Kadosh. Again, we talk about Hashem living forever and how holy he is. Uksiv Basrei V'Es Dako Shval Ruach. Right? He sticks up for those who are lowly of spirit. And Umishulash B'Ksuvim, and it's also repeated in the Ksuvim, Dechsiv, Solu L'Roche B'Aravos B'Kosh Shemo, like make way or praise, though he who rides the chariots in Shemayim. And his name is Hashem. Uksiv Basrei Avi Yisomim Medayim Almanos. He's the father of the orphans and the judge on behalf of the Almanos. So again, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the humility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu always come together. And what does humility mean when it refers to God? It means that no one is beneath him. He doesn't view himself as too important to deal with the smallest of the small. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Korim BeParshas Moedah SheBetorah Kodem. So we said the first day Sukkos we read from Parshas Emor. Maftirin Hine Yom Bo LaHashem. That's in the Navi Zechariah because it talks a little bit about the end about Sukkos. Va'idna Dika Trei Yom LaMachar Mikra Hachinami Karinan. So he says the second day of Sukkos we also read like the first day. Afture Mehai Maftirin. We read a different Aftar. Va'ikalu Al HaMelech Shlomo talks about celebrating Sukkos in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. And then we go to Parshas Pinchas and we read about the korban of the day. Yom Tov Achron, what about Shmini Atzeres? Korin Kol HaBachor, we read just like Pesach, Kol HaBachor, right? That we read on the 8th day. We also read on Shmini Atzeres, Mitzvos V'chukim, and we read about various Mitzvos U'Bachor, and then Parshas Kol HaBachor, Maftirin Vahi, Kechlos Shlomo, And then it went in Sefer Melachim when it says that Shlomo was on the in the Yom HaShmini when he finished building the Beis HaMikdash, and they were partying together, and he sent everybody home. L'machar, the next day, on what we call Simchas Torah, Korn Vezos Abrachom Aftirin Vayamot Shlomo. Right, so that's also a special. We read the special end of the Torah, and we have a special Haftorah from Sefer Melachim. Amarav Huna Amar Rav Shabbos Shechal Lios B'Chol Shlomoid. What about Shabbos Shlomoid? Bein Pesach Bein Besukis Mikra Karinan Re'ayato. Right, so we read from Parshas Kisisa, which ends off with the Parshas Hamoados at the end over there. Afturei BePesach Ad Samos Yveshus. On Shabbos Shlomoid Pesach, we read about the dry bones in Sefer Yechezkel. Uvesukis B'Yom Bo Go. We read about Melchemes Gog Umagog. On Shabbos Cholmoy. B'Chanukah B'Nesiyim. Chanukah, we said, we read about the Chanukah Samizbeach that the Nesiyim contributed to. U'maftirin B'Neiros de Zachariah. We do for the Haftorah from Sefer Zachariah. We had it's what we call Rani V'Simchi. He had a special vision of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. V'im Mikla'e Shtei Shabbosos, and if there are going to be two Shabbos Chanukahs that year, B'Kamaisa B'Neiros B'Zachariah, B'Sraisa B'Neiros Shlomo. So there's a different Haftorah from Sefer Melachim where it talks about the menorah in the first Beis HaMikdash being made by Shlomo. But Purim, what do we read? Vayavo Amalek. Then we read from the end of B'Shalach, Vayavo Amalek. Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Eichot Sheichem. From Parshas Pinchas, Rosh Chodesh, Chalios B'Shabbos. What if it comes out on Shabbos? Maftirin V'hayim Yidei Chodesh B'Chodesho. So we read a special, that's the famous Haftorah of HaShemayim Kis'i. That's the Shabbos, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Haftorah. Chalios B'Echad B'Shabbos. And if Rosh Chodesh is going to be on Sunday, May Esmol Maftirin V'yomer Lo Yonasan Machar Chodesh. So we read from Sefer Shmuel Aleph, where Yonasan says to David, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, just to announce to the Tzibur that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. In those days, they didn't have Rosh Chodesh benching in Shul. That was a later minhag that developed. Going now to Lamed Aleph on Beis. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Rosh Chodesh Av Shechalios B'Shabbos. What if Rosh Chodesh Av is coming out on Shabbos? Maftirin Chod Shechem Moadeichem Son'o Nafshi Hayu Alai L'Torach. Right, so it says that we read a Haftorah about Rosh Chodesh, but specifically it says in Sefer Yeshayahu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't like your Karbonos anymore, and you bring me your special Karbonos on Rosh Chodesh, and I view it as a Tircha. So the Gemara just darshins, my hayu alayla torech, what does it mean? It's a tircha for me, I don't like it. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo dayan lam liYisrael shechotin lefana, it's bad enough that the Jews sinned before me, ela shematrichan osi leide ezeg zeira kasha avi aleim. But now you make a tircha for me to figure out which punishment I have to give you. Okay, I think in terms of timing things for the end, to finish right before Purim, so I think we'll leave it over here. We have Lamed Aleph on the Beis, and then Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph to go. Be'ezras Hashem should be very, very doable over the next couple of days.